John chapter 10. If you need a Bible, raise your hand. Ushers do have some Bibles. However, we have scriptures also that'll be on the screen when I do read them, and you can follow along with there as well. How did the women enjoy the women's fellowship the other day? Okay. I got the picture. I got it. Okay. Also, we have Dr. Patricia Bailey Jones. She's here with us this morning. Stand, Dr. Patricia Bailey Jones. And you have a few more of those books out there. There's some more books out there that she's got, she's written, and they're for sale. So you can go by there after the service and pray God just get something that will edify you. Let's look at John chapter 10. All right. Hosea said this. He said, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." And it's an interesting thing about the things of the kingdom. You have to have knowledge. The Bible says in Isaiah, "Because of the lack of knowledge, my people are gone into captivity." So somebody says, it's the Bible, not meant that everybody really understand the Bible. Well, why did he write it? He should have kept it. This has been given to you because everything in here can be understood. And let's get some more understanding here out of this Bible. Look at what it says in verse 10. "The thief cometh not before to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more," what? Underline the word abundantly. Abundantly. Now, why am I having you do this? Because God is the God of abundance. And Satan is a thief. And one of the things that the enemy tries to do is to use environments, misinformation, experiences to try to train your brain or to put a stronghold in your mind. And this stronghold amounts to things that are thinking that is inconsistent with the Word of God. And you see it all over the world. I go all over the world. I can see it. But Jesus came that you might have life. And he said many times, or more than once, he is the light of the world. And he comes to show light, bring light into places that we have been deceived or we have no knowledge, have been ignorant. Now in this, I'd like you to keep that scripture in mind and turn with me over to John chapter 6. Now I call this, what you've just read, the law of abundance. The law of abundance. All right, now in verse 5, I'll read it. "When Jesus then lifted up his eyes, he saw a great company come to him. And he said to Philip, 'Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat?'" Where can we buy bread to feed these people? "And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little." So underline, not sufficient, take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There's a lad here." Underline, "There's a lad here. Which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what is that among so many?" Jesus said, "Make the men sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number, about 5,000. Now that's just men. With women and children, maybe 20,000 people. And Jesus took the loaves when he had given thanks. He distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down. And likewise, of the fishes, underline this next part, as much as they would. And when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." Underline, gather. And therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remain over and above, underline that, unto them that had eaten. Glory to God in heaven. The world lives in a controlled shortage mentality. The world lives in a controlled shortage mentality. That things have been regulated by this Babylonian system to make people feel like there's not enough. There's not enough. And to build within them that not enough mentality. Won't have enough, won't be enough. And Jesus was breaking the limitations over their thinking. So, what happened? He brings them up after he's teaching and challenges them. He said, "Feed them." Now, of course, they had a deacon board meeting over here to decide. So what happened here is they answered 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient that every one of them may take a little. So they were dealing with insufficiency. Then now how are we going to do this? I have never seen a miracle in the Bible that is logical. Amen. Never. So stop looking at your brain. It ain't in there. Okay. So what happens? Not sufficient. Insufficiency. And if you look at things that are on the media today, oil and gas, prices going up. Not because there's not enough, but because somebody's regulating the distribution. Come on, help me now. How about diamonds? Same thing. Somebody's regulating its distribution. They don't want a glut of diamonds on the market, so they cut back on them. Why? Keep the price where they want it. How about something worse than that? Food. I mean, they are still paying some farmers not to grow. And all these people over there, Sudan and all that, that need food, they're going to pay people not to grow. Why? So the commodities traders can make sure everybody gets enough money, we can make enough money, so forth and so on. That is a Babylonian system. And it's dog eat dog. But God has transferred you out of that system into the kingdom of his dear son. And there's plenty in daddy's house. Praise God. So what am I saying? He is saying here, there's a lad here. And I put down some things about a lad. I'm talking about a little boy. One, children think money grows on trees. Come on, somebody say amen. Now, I don't know what you think, but I know my mother used to say that all the time. So says, son, come on, let me take those pants and sew that patch in them. And money don't grow on trees here now. But children think it does. Why? Because anytime you have a child, you just created a spender. Now, come on now. When that baby starts crying for some milk, that baby is not concerned about where you're going to get it from, how long you have worked, nothing. That baby wants some milk. Say amen. Amen. Children don't think they cannot have something. In other words, when they ask for something, they're thinking they can get it. You know, that's why it's so easy for them to believe in Santa Claus. That's why old folk don't believe in him, because the control shortage mentality has taken them over. They know Santa don't come. And but I'm saying to you, I remember when I was a kid, and there I was at the table, and we had milk on the table, and I had a little glass, and my thinking is like a shot glass. But it gave me a little milk. I drank the milk, because I'm a growing boy. I drank the milk real fast. And I went for the milk carton. Nope, don't do that, son. Too much is bad for you. Bad for you. Shortage. I was trained in it. So when I got older and I started making some money mowing lawns, I got the money. One thing I ran down and did and bought myself a half gallon, sat on the curb and drank every bit of it. Because children don't think there's any shortage. That's a grown folk thing. There's a lad here. I like the word lad because, we have white right to work laws. In other words, you can't work a child like an adult can get a job and work. Why? Because they're not adults yet. They're not at that age yet. And I like this because what it's bringing out is that you can't earn anything that comes from God. God calls you little children because you can't earn it. That God, in the Garden of Eden, you were not designed to bear the weight of your own provision. The Father took care of you. And guess what? He's taking care of you again because you're back in the garden. Say amen to that. Now, I want you to see this because they said 200 pennyworth is not sufficient. 200 pennyworth is equal to about 8 months of wages. So he is saying, let me attach labor to what I'm about to give here. And God's saying, I'm going to break that for you. I'm going to show you that I can feed them without you having a job. Come on now. See, I'm not promoting don't work because the Bible talks about work. So I'm not promoting don't work. I'm just promoting don't connect your salary with what you can have. What you can have is your inheritance. Praise God. So there's a lad here. So here's what I'm saying. Children have no problem with faith. Just tell them something. Say, just stay here, and when I come back, I'll take you over to the circus, over to Disney World, over to what children like to do. Man, you come back, man, they ain't gonna let you forget it. They're sitting right there and looking at you right in your eyes. Why? They don't have any problem with faith. Grown folk got problem with faith. You tell them something, you got to tell them 50 times and then hope they believe it. Children don't have any problem believing. And that boy heard that word and had no problem. He said, here's my lunchbox. Now, to give that lunch, for that kid to give up his brownie cookies, you got to know something. But I'm saying that he caught this thing. He said, here's my lunchbox. Now, what did he do with that? He gave it to him. Jesus took it and blessed it and multiplied it. Watch this. And fed everybody. Watch this. As much as they would. So the basket didn't pass by one. And before it got completely out of sight, he went and got some more and somebody hit his hand. Don't get that. You wait till other people have eaten. See, that's that whole thing about trying to get from the rich and take from them, tax them more, and make it so they can, just people who don't have much can get some. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Now you're about to violate scripture. You're about to violate scripture. You need to get in that scripture and see how God treats that. See, God says he doesn't like robbery. You can't rob nobody. Say amen to this. And I'm just saying that because God's people many times have not studied his word, we have been victims of the media. But you come in here, I'm going to open your eyes. I'm going to show you exactly what's happening and what the devil's trying to do. You hear what I'm saying? True enough, God wants everybody to have everything, but let me tell you what they're trying to do. Trying to leave God out of it. And you leave God out of it, you will end up with socialism. Guaranteed you'll end up with. You'll end up with a government telling you what to do about everything. And watch this. Any government that'll do everything for you can take everything from you. Amen. Now, the government is the people. Say amen to this. Amen. So I don't care what you think. I'm not going to let you be deceived by some media trying to tell you this or that. I'm going to open your eyes to it. Because I don't owe nobody nothing. I work for God. And watch this. I'm not going to compromise what he told me to do. He told me to teach you the Bible. And I'm going to teach that Bible right to you. Say amen to that. Folks, you need to see the stats. Okay, maybe next time. Next Sunday, I'll show you the stats. I'm going to show you who's paying taxes. And what they're paying. So you'll get the thing straight. See, ain't nobody done no homework. They're just listening to folk. See, if you was, they could only work that on you because you broke. See, if you was on the other end, they couldn't work that on you. All right, that's all. Let me say with the lesson here today. All right, so go to Luke chapter 6, please. Luke chapter 6. Your days of being broke are over. You know, I heard a man say this, and it registered in my spirit. If you don't have a savings account, open one. God is about to divert funds. Next year, the Lord, next Sunday, if the Lord, if Jesus tarries, I'm going to start a series on the wealth transfer. If you don't want the truth, don't even come in here. Don't come nowhere around here. All right. So, look at Luke chapter 6. Put it on the board, please. Luke chapter 6 and verse 38. Give. Now, wait a minute. Don't go any further. See, children will do that. But you can get so old you don't want to do that. And it shall be what? Given unto you. Did it say might be? Who wrote this? I mean, who said this? Jesus. How do you know Jesus said it? It's in the red. So you know he stands behind what he said. And it shall be given unto you. How? Good measure. Come on. Press down. Shaking together and running over. Keep going. Shall men give into your bosom. All right. Look at the next part. For with the same measure you meet, withal it shall be measured to you again. Some people don't get anywhere with God in terms of their finances because they're doing the same thing they did last year. And it's almost foolish to assume that you can do the same thing and get different results. God has always had me increase. Always. But that's why I'm increasing. And people want what I got, but they don't want to do what I do. See, I am not living off my salary. I'm living off my giving. Therefore, I have total control over my financial destiny. Not you, not anybody else. So when you do that, man, you're free. Say amen to that. You know, I was last night, my wife and I were coming out of a place, it was a public place, and the guy was outside and he was in a wheelchair. And he said, hey, doc, can you help me out? I said, wait a minute, I know you. And you know, it's that. So we went through that. I said, well, what? I said, you're in a wheelchair, son, aren't you getting disability? Yeah, I'm getting disability. He said, doc, let me tell you something. That ain't enough, man. He said, I got some food at home, but that's about it. He said, I come out here just to try to make up the difference. Man, I thought about that. That's what the system will do. Say amen to that. But this right here, this give, it'll work for him in that wheelchair. Come on, it'll work for a brother just come out of prison. Come on. It'll work for a woman who's left with 5 kids. It'll work for anybody. Anybody. That's what God made it for. It's the great equalizer. If you in shortage, give some. Don't let that mentality that the enemy is trying to break, don't let that thing bind you anymore. Break out. Starting today, you're going to break through. No more shortage in your life. Give the Lord a praise.